Seems to me that we've walked into someone's war zone.
And desperate people take desperate actions.
So we know these people have a hair trigger. That's one more added wrinkle we don't need.
An army of bombers and me out of cigarettes. This day just keeps getting shittier.
An army?
Yeah. I checked out the group that came and picked through the ruins.
Just then, Mish appeared in the doorway, tense and alert.
We got company.
Ryan was first at the door, brushing past Mish as he stepped outside into the shadow cast by the awning over the station's garage. He hugged the wall, trying to remain hidden. Out there, a little way along the road, another solitary figure walked toward the gas station. She appeared to be a pregnant woman, her belly protruding like a beach ball. JB took up a position behind Ryan while the others waited behind the door.
What is it? Black dust? You don't think...
I think it's time we found out. Cover me. Everyone else, stay back. Without another word, Ryan strode out into the road, with JB behind him, his mini-Uzi in hand. Jack was out there too, poised by the gas pumps, fingering his Colt Python. Ryan placed himself in the center of the road as the woman trudged towards him. Her hair was unwashed and she looked exhausted. Could be she was really pregnant, or could be she was carrying a bomb. Ryan's mind raced as he tried to settle on how to play this, and he undid the stud on the holster he wore at his hip, ready for a quick draw. He held one hand up to halt the woman who was still 20 feet away.
You need some help, ma'am?
Huh?
The woman looked up, and her lips moved, whispering words that Ryan couldn't hear. Ryan saw something flash in her eyes then, a look almost of recognition, and he watched as she took another determined step forward, picking up her pace.
Look, I'm only gonna ask you once to stop right there until... Oh, shit.
She was jogging now, then running, her jaws clenched in fearsome determination. Ryan drew the Sig Sauer, but he hesitated. He was a survivor, and experience had taught him to be ruthless when a situation demanded it. But he still wasn't ready to shoot a pregnant woman. She was 15 feet away now, and Ryan could see the spittle flying from her mouth. 10 feet.
Ryan, get down!
JB leapt, shoving Ryan down into the dirt, even as the overstuffed figure before them depressed the trigger she held revealed in her hand, detonating the belt that she wore around her belly.